Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And starting off, taking a look at high school sports here this morning as the Drake relays continued yesterday at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Lots of action on the blue oval, and that action will continue here today. Some of the results highlights from yesterday included in the girls' shot put, Lauren Payne of Lewis Central finishing sixth place. Logan Hughes of Shenandoah came in eighth. Sydney Bierman of Glenwood was 11th, and Kelsey Fields of Creston was 14th. In the boys' discus, Logan Jones of Lewis Central came in fourth, and Derek Wire of Harlan was 14th. Girls' high jump, Morgan Jonk of Panorama finished fifth. Coral Matheny of Glenwood was 10th. In the boys' distance medley, Atlantic finished ninth. The team of Zayden Nicholson, Colin Mullinex, Tyler Moen, and Craig Allen Becker ran 3:35.15. Darby Thomas of Abraham Lincoln was a champion in the girls' 100 hurdles. She ran a time of 14:30 there to win the title after qualifying in the morning. And the boys' long jump, Michael Erlmeyer of Harlan was 13th, best jump of 20:06. Kyle Berger of Kemper Catholic was 16th. Also in the girls' 4x200-meter relay finals, Abraham Lincoln came in 18th. Glenwood was 22nd. In the girls' 800-meter run, Jeanette Schraft of Glenwood took a fifth-place medal with a time of 2:11.55. In the boys' 800-meter run, Chase Mullinex of Atlantic was a third-place winner with a time of 1:56.89. Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic came in ninth in that race with a time of 1:58.97. In the girls' 100-meter dash finals, it was Darby Thomas of Abraham Lincoln coming in as the runner-up with a time of 12:16. In the boys' 400-meter run, Zade Nicholson of Atlantic came in sixth with a time of 50:26. Chase Mullinex was ninth with a time of 50:44. Sam Rallis of St. Albert was 15th, and Braden Woolen of Underwood was 16th. In the girls' 4x400-meter relay, first round, it was Trainer 15th, Atlantic 21st, so neither qualifying for the finals. Pluma Pross, Alyssa Derby, Taylor McCready, and Haley Rasmussen on that team for Atlantic that ran 4:08.46. Also in the boys' 4x400-meter relay first round, it was Atlantic finishing 10th, just outside of the qualifying there. Zade Nicholson, Craig Allen Becker, Tyler Moen, and Chase Mullinex ran 3:23.45. Harlan was 15th, did not qualify as well. Eli Bolden, Jonathan Owens, Jonathan Monson, and Michael Erlmeyer ran 3:25.65, and St. Albert was disqualified. The team there of Ethan Bernard, Luke Blaha, Ryan Hughes, and Sam Rallis. So that's a look at your rundown of results there from the Drake relays on day number two. And, of course, day three, the final day of action set to take place today there on the Blue Oval. In other high school sporting notes, in high school golf last night, it was in girls' play, AHSTW beating Underwood 249-271. Medalist was Emma Jorgensen of AHSTW with a 51. Boyer Valley 205-281 over Logan Magnolia, and West Monona 302 at that triangular. Medalist was Macy Miller of Boyer Valley with a 49. Cam won their meet at the 5x80 golf course, 205 total there for Cam. West Central Valley, 220. Woodward Granger, 240. And Exira EHK, 246. Medalist was Sammy Jotty of Cam with a 46. Runner-up, J.C. Antover of Exira EHK with a 49. Missouri Valley outshot Trainer, 209-256. Madison Lease of Mill Valley was medalist with a 48. In boys golf, Bedford topped Lamoni, 181-200. Medalist was Monty Wehrkamp of Bedford with a 43.
Boyer Valley was a winner in a triangular, 183 to 197 over Woodbine and 224 for West Monona. Medalist Grant Kinkle of Boyer Valley with a 40. Exira EHK won their meet at 5x80 golf course there near Menlo with a 169 total. Cam was right behind them at 172. Woodward Granger, 183, and West Central Valley, 196. Medalist was Will Carroll of Exira EHK with a 38. Runner-up Ethan Arp of Cam with a 39. Kemper Catholic, 156 to 158 over Harlan. Medalist was Cole Collison of Kemper with a 35. Trainer, 175 to 204 over Mo Valley. Medalist was Joey Kahns of Trainer with a 39. And Underwood, 189 to 208 over HSTW. Medalist was Kobe Fink of Underwood with a round of 38. That's high school golf from last night. In high school tennis action, in girls' play, it was Lewis Central with a 7-2 victory over Atlantic. Atlantic got a singles win from Tessa Grooms, and then also the doubles team of Hannah Holtz and Jean Martinez won in doubles play there for the Trojans to get their 2 points. Clark was a 5-4 winner over Creston, and Shenandoah 8-1 over Abraham Lincoln. In boys tennis, Atlantic was a 6-3 winner over Lewis Central. They got singles wins from Niall Peterson, Ethan Williams, Grant Sturm. And in doubles play, it was Brody O'Brien and Jesse Reed teaming up for a victory, and then Peterson and Grant Sturm also another win there in doubles play as Atlantic gets that victory. And it was a Ballard, an 8-3 win over Kemper Catholic. That's high school tennis. Now in high school soccer, Atlantic and the girls' side was a 4-0 shutout winner over Harlan. Alyssa Ginther scored 2 goals and became the school record holder for goals in a career with 21. Kayla Mock and Tatum Grubbs each had a goal for the Trojans as well. Emma Templeton and Kinsey Waters had an assist each in that win. Denison Schleswig picked up a 3-2 win over Creston. Alex Moore with a hat trick for the Lady Monarchs. Lewis Central a 1-0 win over Scotus Catholic. Millard South beat Thomas Jefferson 1-0 in overtime. Sioux City West a 7-0 win over Missouri Valley. And Trainer a shutout win over Logan Magnolia 12-0. In boys soccer, it was Harlan a 4-0 win over Atlantic. Riverside 3-1 over Tri-Center. Storm Lake beat Denison Schleswig 2-1. And Trainer was a 10-0 winner over Logan Magnolia. At your high school soccer scoreboard. Also, a few other track meets that were held last night. The Red Oak Tiger boys relays were held, and Glenwood came out on top with 90 points. Lewis Central was second with 76. Woodbine, Thomas Jefferson, Shenandoah, the top five. Atlantic finishing eighth there. And in the Sydney girls and Bedford boys track teams took titles at the Bedford Invitational Friday. And the girls' action, Sydney 187 to win it. Lennox was second with 165. Bedford, Orient Maxburg, Essex, Clarinda Academy, the rest of the field. In the boys' team standings, Bedford 183 points to win. Sydney was second with 135, followed by Lennox, East Union, Essex, South Page, and Orient Maxburg. And Kemper Catholic competed at the South Central Calhoun meet last night. It was the Southeast Valley boys who picked up the victory with 176 points. Sioux Central was second with 123. South Central Calhoun, Arweva, and Kemper Catholic rounded out the top five. In the girls' scoring, South Central Calhoun wins it with 158 points, followed by Sioux Central, Kemper Catholic, Arweva, Esac County, and then the South Central JV rounding out the field there on that girls' side of that meet. So that's a rundown of your high school sports from last night. Moving on to some other sporting notes, David Montgomery used to draw inspiration watching highlights of Walter Payton on his grandfather's VCR, so consider this a moment of sweetness. The Chicago Bears addressed one of their biggest needs with their first pick in the draft, trading up with the New England Patriots to take the star running back from Iowa State on Friday night. Montgomery said he felt grateful and blessed, and being drafted by Chicago was particularly special. He said, I watched Walter Payton when I was younger, seeing how he ran, trying to correlate a lot of the ways he ran into my game. Chicago moved up 14 spots to grab Montgomery at number 73 overall, making him the first Cyclone player drafted since 2014. The 5'10", 222-pound Montgomery ran for 2,925 yards and 26 touchdowns in 3 seasons. He had 1,216 yards rushing and 13 TDs as a junior last year. Chicago also acquired a 6th-round pick, while New England got the number 87 pick and a 5th-rounder this year, as well as a 4th-round selection in 2020. General Manager Ryan Pace said, he's just a well-rounded back. It's everything you look for in a running back, starting with his instincts, his vision, his ability to make people miss. He's just a well-rounded player with good hands. He fits the offense very well. The Bears had a long wait with no picks in the first 2 rounds, the first time since 2010. And also taking a look at some other sporting notes for you from last night's action, of course, with lots of other things going on around different major sporting events and baseball action game we had for you here on the radio last night. It was the St. Louis Cardinals falling in big fashion. Cincinnati picks up a 12-1 win over the Cardinals last night. They'll continue that series today. We'll have pregame coming up this afternoon at 12:20 with first pitch at 1:15, and they'll play on Sunday at the same time. Other National League scores yesterday: San Diego 4-3 over Washington. Philadelphia beat Miami 4-0. Milwaukee 10-2 over the Mets. Colorado beat Atlanta 8-4. It was Arizona 8-3 over the Cubs, and the Dodgers beat Pittsburgh 6-2. In the American League, Toronto 4-2 over Oakland, Cleveland 6-3 over Houston, Minnesota beat Baltimore 6-1, the White Sox 12-11 over Detroit, and the Angels beat Kansas City 5-1, Seattle 5-4 over Texas in 11 innings, and Tampa Bay at Boston was postponed. In interleague action, the Yankees beat San Francisco 7-3. In the NBA playoffs, it was Golden State picking up a 129-110 win over the LA Clippers. And in the National Hockey League playoffs, it was Carolina winning in overtime over the Islanders to take a 1-0 series lead in that second round series. And they win it 1-0 there in overtime over the Islanders. And then in the other contest last night, it was San Jose opening up a series winning victory with a 5-2 win over Colorado last night. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports been brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.